Hi, you're listening to the Sports Tourism on Air podcast, where I, Vadim Ilchuk, will reveal to your listeners the incredible world of sport from the touristic perspective to you, so the sports tourism industry stakeholders could be sure that with this podcast, they will always be on trend. This podcast is produced by Sportreisen and Decca.net Sports Company, an international travel organizer of sports events with more than 10 years of experience. And here I will talk with different worldwide experts for whom the sport and the sports travel industry is a passion of life. Today we will talk about Madrid, the most titled city of European football. How did football originate in Madrid and become part of the city's culture? What are the main achievements of the two leading clubs of Madrid, Real and Atletico? What were the key matches between these teams? And why is the game against Barcelona so crucial to the residents of Madrid? Dermot Carrigan, a Spanish football correspondent for The Athletic, is our guest, who will help us to find the answers to these questions. Madrid, the majestic capital of Spain. When you hear about it, in your mind immediately appears a picture of the scorching sun, beautiful architecture, carnivals and festivals with their atmosphere and music that will make the average tourist fall in love with this beautiful city. But Madrid is also the center of world football. It all started with football being introduced to Madrid at the end of the 19th century, when the industrial exchange between the Spanish capital and Great Britain was in full effect. For the Spanish, the sport meant a distraction from the pessimism, taking over Spain due to losing its last colonies. Who knew the sport would become the most popular in the city and make it famous worldwide? In 1902, Real Madrid Club de Fútbol, or simply Real Madrid, was founded, and in 1903, Club Atlético de Madrid, or simply Atlético Madrid. Since then, football has become an integral part not only of Madrid's culture, but also of Madrid's life in general. Why? Let's find out from Dermot.
Football is everywhere, really. If you get into conversations with people, it's an easy way to strike up conversations with people, male and female, if you meet people in a bar or, friends of friends or relations or things like that, everybody has an opinion about football. It's always there. It's always in the media. It's always in the streets as you go around. Everybody knows when the games are on just by, even if they're not really paying attention, they'll know that Real Madrid have a big Champions League game coming up, or they know that the Clásico is around the corner. And it's just a part of everyday life that...
Let's get to know the teams better. Well, let's start with the most titled club in Spain, Real Madrid. It was founded under the name Madrid Football Club, and the prefix Real was added to the club's name in 1920, when the King Alfonso XIII gave the club the title Royal, which in Spanish sounds like Real, hence the modern name of the club, which we all know. And the club is working out its name to the fullest, the most successful club in Spain, and by far the most successful club in Europe. Real Madrid has set a record in the number of victories in the Champions League, currently 14 times. For comparison, Milan, which ranks second in the number of wins in the Champions League, has only 7 titles. 2 times less, it is entirely unreal. And from the 2013-2014 season to 2021-2022, Real Madrid won 5 Champions League titles, 5 victories in 9 seasons. This team breaks the system, winning even when in theory everything is over. If you want an example, you don't have to look for a long time. In the 2021-2022 season, Real Madrid must play two matches in the semi-finals of Champions League against Manchester City, which won then one of the main, if not the main contenders for the championship. The first match in Manchester ended with a score 4-3 in favor of Citizens, the second match in Madrid. In the 73rd minute, Riyad Mahrez scores a goal against Real Madrid. The score becomes 0-1, the previous match 4-3, and that's it. The game should have ended there. But what do we see? In the 90th minute, Rodrigo 1-1. 90 plus 1. Rodrigo 2-1. And already in extra time, in the 95th minute, Benzema with a penalty makes the score 3-1. And Real will go to the final of the Champions League. There they will beat Liverpool 1-0. Explain how to play against this team. Let's ask Dermot what the secret of Madrid's success is.
A lot of it is mentality. It's that, like, you can be a great player in most games, but when the pressure comes on is when you can look like a great player in most games in normal league games. Players can score a lot of goals or make great tackles or saves or whatever it is, play great passes. But when the really important moments come along in the biggest games is when the players with the real competitive mentality and the confidence in their own ability, that's when it comes through. And that's when you see people like Modric and Benzema, who were both just amazing last year. And they also just, their confidence and their competitive mentality rubbed off on their teammates as well.
And now let's learn about their neighbors, Atletico Madrid, or as they are called, Colchoneros, mattress makers. The origin of this nickname comes from the post-Civil War era. Back then, mattresses were covered with a material with red and white strips. The uniform of the Atletico Madrid team has the same pattern. In general, the club was at the top of Spanish football back in the 20th century. By the 1999-2000 season, the club had won the Spanish championship 9 times, Copa del Rey, the Spanish Cup, 9 times, and the Spanish Super Cup once. But in the 1999-2000 season, the club left the elite division of Spain, taking 19th place that season. They returned in the summer of 2002, when they won the second division of Spain. However, the second heyday of the team can be called the period after 2011, when the former player, Diego Simeone, became the coach. Under his leadership, the team won the La Liga, the Europa League and the UEFA Super Cup twice, won the Copa del Rey and Spanish Super Cup once, and was in the Champions League final twice. Dermot, how do you rate the team's progress with the arrival of Simeone?
Diego Simeone took over Atletico over 10 years ago now. You know, there's no idea of them making Champions League finals. Even qualifying for the Champions League was a huge achievement for Atletico around that time. But Simeone did a fantastic job. He had a group of players who would do anything for him, super competitive players, super guys who were maybe not the most talented players in the world, but stuck together as a team and came through amazing games against teams like Bayern Munich and Chelsea, who, again, they shouldn't really have been expected to win. They beat Barcelona twice in the Champions League, you know, team with Messi and Iniesta and Xavi. And that was an outstanding achievement. It was so unfortunate for them. You know, they really deserve to have won a Champions League in that moment, because it's going to be difficult for them ever to repeat that again.
Now the team is going through a period of decline. In the 2022-2023 season, they took 4th place in the group of the Champions League, and most likely they will not be able to compete with Real and Barcelona for the championship in Spain. However, we are convinced that the team will still be able to show elite football and win the Champions League. El Derbi Madrileño match between Atletico Madrid and Real Madrid is one of the most exciting football matches in Europe and the world. In this confrontation, in most cases, the Royal Club won. Real Madrid especially dominates its neighbors in the Spanish Championship, which has twice as many victories as its opponents. For the first time, the clubs were demarcated according to the social indicator. Real was always perceived as a club for the rich, and Atletico as a proletarian team. However, this division is not very relevant now. In general, this confrontation is an opportunity for some to prove that they are the only best team in Madrid, this is about Real Madrid, and for others, a chance to prove that they are not worse than their famous neighbor, this is about Atletico. By status, the two finals of the Champions League in the 2013-2014 and 2015-2016 seasons can be considered the most significant confrontation between these teams, both of these finals, and it as dramatically as possible. In the 2013 match, Atletico scored in the 36th minute to lead 1-0 by the 90th minute. But with 3 minutes of stoppage time, Sergio Ramos equalized from a corner and sent it into overtime. And there, Real scored 3 more goals and won with a score of 4-1. A few seconds were given to Atletico, but no. Atletico had a chance to take a revenge in the 2016 final. The overall score of the match was 1-1, but Real was stronger in the post-match penalty shootout. Matches between the teams are always full of emotion, so yellow and red cards are the norm. What allows to maintain this level of passion all the time?
Before Simeone came along, they didn't take Atletico really seriously as a rival at all. It was 13 years that Atletico went without winning any game against Real Madrid up until the 2013 Copa del Rey final. Then over the last decade, with the leap forward that they had over Simeone, that kind of competitive, aggressive streak that they had, Atletico did often beat Real Madrid in derbies, and it became quite a dangerous game for Real Madrid. And as you say, there were red cards on both sides, but more on the Atletico side. The last couple of years, Madrid have had the real upper hand in the games, and Atletico have got a bit frustrated at it, but it still remains a super game to go to. The atmosphere is really, really good at these games. It's really important for Madrid now to put Atletico back, push them back down for Atletico not to be able to rival Madrid. And for Atletico, it's huge to be able to beat Real is like a massive moment in their season. So they're still great games.
Well, of course, touching on football and Madrid, we cannot avoid talking about El Clásico, the confrontation between Real Madrid and Barcelona. The phenomenon of sports rivalry goes deep into the politics of the country. Madrid is the capital of Spain and a stronghold of conservative forces. On the other hand, there is Catalonia, region which has repeatedly tried to regain its independence from Spain. Until now, it has achieved autonomy, the official status of the Catalan language, and the recognition of Catalans as a nation separate from the Spanish. In this way, the region's conflict turned into a team confrontation. How does an ordinary Madrid resident in the 21st century see this confrontation? Let's ask Dermot.
For the people in Madrid, it's a way to win that game and show that, you know, the people in the center, maybe some of the more conservative political people in Madrid, that they are better, stronger. It proves that Spain is. It's just important for them to get one over on these people who maybe don't want to be part of Spain, who think they're better than Spain in some kind of way. For your typical person, there are a lot of people in Madrid who don't care that much about it, but there are certain people in Madrid, more conservative people, maybe people who are more nationalistic about it. And for them, being able to beat Barcelona is pretty important for sure.
But apart from these matches, many other will pleasure a true football fan, because regardless of the game, the atmosphere in the stadium is always fantastic. After all, every game is an opportunity not only to immerse yourself in the atmosphere of the football world, but also to feel what Spain is truly like. This is Football in Madrid. Glorious, unforgettable and unique. I hope you like the episode. If yes, subscribe to this podcast and wait for the next episodes very soon. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify and other podcast platforms. Let's dig into the world of sports tourism together.